play it over again.
But how about telling us about some other form?
Okay, that I will do.
And then see how you feel.
Okay, so refer to the backside of your programs. I got some diagrams here. When you study music, you eventually become interested in this thing called musical structure, which is the way that long pieces of music are organized. If you listen to classical music, you hear pieces with names like sonata, theme and variations, rondo, prelude and fugue, things like this. These terms all refer to specific musical structures. And actually, all music from all cultures and eras has these same kinds of structures. Of course, they're different structures. Modern popular music has structures too. That is, they don't name pieces after the structure the way that they used to. I guess the main reason for having a structure is that it creates a set of expectations in the listener's ear. There's kind of a tradition. You hear something, you have some idea of what's coming up next, and that expectation is used by composers to for kind of a leverage to do whatever they want to do. They can either satisfy the expectation and make the listener feel good, or they can do something that surprises the listener or offends the listener or whatever. It's just you have to have some kind of framework in which to have any sort of musical expression, and these structures are the basis of that framework. So sonata form is evolved since probably the 15th century or so, it actually refers to sort of two different things. It refers to a certain structure of a single musical movement, which is what I'm going to talk about here. And then it also refers to a way of stringing together three or four movements in a row. I'm not going to talk about that. This particular piece that I played is a pretty good example of sonata form. Even though it's kind of modern sounding, it still has exactly the same large scale structure as a Beethoven sonata or something by Haydn or a much older composer.
Is there a program?
No, it doesn't matter. So the basic idea behind sonata form is that the movement is broken up into three parts called the exposition, the development, and the recapitulation. The exposition, in turn, is divided into sort of two major theme groups. The basic idea is that those two themes that are called A and B contrast in some way. If you're going to have a piece of substantial length, you have to have some variety in it, and it's the contrast between those two themes that provides that. People often talk of that contrast in terms of conflicting emotions, like you might have an angry A theme and sort of a quieter or more subdued or a more caressing kind of B theme. And that actually is sort of the case with this one. Here's the A theme. So that, there's some sort of frustration there, maybe some anger. I don't know, whatever it does for you. And then there's the B theme, which is this.